Welcome to Heritage Radio Network on Tour. I'm Katie Mosman-Wadler, and today we're broadcasting from On the Rise, the International Symposium on Bread at Johnson & Wales University in Charlotte, North Carolina. Today's coverage is brought to you by Charlotte's Got a Lot and supported in part by the Julia Child Foundation for Gastronomy and the Culinary Arts. And I have a very special guest joining me right now. Her name is Guylaine Lacasse, and she is one of three instructors for the workshop track titled The Future of Bread Lies in Its Past, New Frontiers in Sourdough Microbiology. She has a master's degree in food science with a specialization in food microbiology and is currently the R&D manager for the business unit Sourdoughs and Grains for the Puratos Group. Welcome, Guylaine.
Thank you.
So can you tell us a little more about the workshop that you are helping to run? So this is running over the course of 2 days.
Today
is Thursday, but it's a two-day workshop with a few very long sessions with a pretty big group. Tell us about the basic plan for the workshop and what some of the products will be at the end.
Mm-hmm. So the aim of this workshop is to put on evidence the differences that you can obtain in bread when you use different starters. So what we did, we use, I think, 5 starters that was used in the same condition of bread making. And the idea is at the end to evaluate the breads obtained with these different starters and to see their impact on the aroma, the shape, the crumb structure, the crust, and so on. And in parallel, it was also interesting to explain to the people what are the biochemistry behind the sourdough fermentation.
Mm-hmm. And you have a lot of background in biochemistry. How did you become interested in the sort of food microbiology?
So I did my studies. So I did a master on food microbiology in France. And to get the master, we had to do an internship. And I did my internship of 6 months in the semi-industrial bakery, which produced sourdough bread and so on. I studied their sourdough, so its composition, characteristics regarding microbiology, and also its impact on the bread. And that's how I entered the world of sourdough fermentation, and I was very interested in, and I would like to go on this field, and that's why I enter Puratos within the business unit where we are producing and developing the sourdough.
Did you ever early in your career taste a bread that really changed your perspective on what bread could be?
Oh, but a difficult question. Yeah, I think that the first real sourdough bread that I taste during my internship was so good, and yeah, it was so different from the usual bread that I'm used to eat. And yes, I think it's this one.
I think when we talk about industrial bread in the US, we might mean something different than the place that you did your internship at. I think of Wonder Bread when we talk about industrial bread in this country. So can you describe a little bit more, like what did it mean in France to be an industrial bakery? And what was that product like?
I think it's difficult to say. For me, industrial is just that you produce in higher quantity. The quality is not bad because it's industrial. For me, it's just the quantity would change. For example, if you produce sourdough bread at industrial scale, but if you do it right, you should get a bread as good as the one that you can find in a bakery, craft bakery. Mm-hmm.
So tell me more about your work currently with Puratos and your research into sourdough and sort of what is the mission behind what you're doing presently?
So I have different tasks. So the first one, the main one, is to develop new sourdoughs according to a customer request, for example, or also according to market demand. So for that, we use different type of flours, we use different parameters, and also different strains of lactic acid bacteria and yeast. And these strains are usually isolated from sourdough or other fermented foods. Mm-hmm. And I also work for the sourdough library for Puratos. I don't know if you already heard about that.
Yes, we have covered it in some detail on Modernist Breadcrumbs on HRN, but can you tell our listeners just the basics of what that's about?
So the sourdough library is an initiative from Puratos. It started officially in 2013, and the idea is to collect sourdough samples within the over the world and to characterize the sourdough and to keep the biodiversity coming from this sourdough. So we keep in the library the sourdough as such, so we refresh them regularly, but we keep also the strains of lactic acid bacteria and yeast, which were isolated from this sourdough. And the idea is from the bakers who gave their sourdough to the library is for them a backup if something is turning wrong during their production, for example. And it's also a way for the bakers to better understand and know what is inside their sourdough. And so I'm in charge of all the scientific part of this strain library, so the analysis of the sourdough and so on. And my colleague Carl De Smet is more the representative of the library.
Is this a little bit like when we think about biosecurity and seed vaults? Is this similar?
Yes, it could be like that.
Is it high security to withstand?
Yeah, it's close. Yeah, the library. You can enter the library with your
fingerprint ID.
Fingerprint, yes.
And have you had anyone come back to the library trying to regenerate a sourdough that like needing that backup?
It never arrived till now.
So far, so good. So, fingers crossed.
Yes.
And I want to ask you about a particular sourdough that I tasted this morning. Mm-hmm. His name is, or I shouldn't gender it, but the sourdough's name is Vitus.
Yes.
And I would love if you could tell us the story of how Vitus was created and came to be here today in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay. So so all started for Vitus from an idea from a German writer, Martina Grumman. And her idea was to write a book on sourdough. Her idea was to have a sourdough which can visit different people who are really passionate by sourdough. And these people can add to this sourdough something from them. But Martina didn't know how to start a sourdough, so she asked Carl De Smet to help her. So Vitus was born in 2013 at the Center for Brain Flavor, where there is the sourdough library. And so Martina take Vitus. And the name Vitus is because of Saint-Vit, because it is a town where the Center for Bread Flavor is placed. And so she took the Vitus and she went to visit different people and she write her book, which is Sourdough 4 Days to Happiness. And then after his tour, Vitus came into the sourdough library. And so he has a number 101 in the library. So he's kept in the library. And which is also interesting with this Vitus, it's that it's also a way for us to make the people from Puratos understand what is a sourdough And so we sent Vitus in the different places of Puratos in the world, and the people receive a little part of Vitus, and they have to backslope it to keep it alive and to use it. And so it's also a way for us to expand this awareness about sourdough fermentation.
Mm-hmm. And when you say it was traveling around and everybody added something to it,
yes.
What were they adding? Were they adding some of their own starter culture?
No. They had, for example, some specific flowers, many specific flowers or grains or...
Something regionally specific, though.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Mm. Yeah, so check out the book. And last question for you, Gilan. Is there something in the world of sourdough innovation over, let's say, the next 10 years of what's going to happen in sourdough that you're excited about?
I'm thinking about that. Maybe to use, there is all the stuff around the health and the nutrition about sourdough, which is still not very studied. So I think it's something very interesting, and in the coming years it will be something important for the sourdough world.
And you think we'll come to have a better understanding of sourdough and health?
And proof that sourdough has a good positive impact on health.
Mm-hmm. Well, anything that we can use to justify eating more bread is always good in my book. So I also look forward to that. And want to say thank you again for sitting down with me today.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure.
And we have another full day of coverage coming from the International Symposium on Bread. So stay tuned to Heritage Radio Network on Tour. Once again, I want to say a big thank you to Charlotte's Got a Lot and the Julia Child Foundation for supporting our coverage here. We'll be back soon. Bye-bye. Thank you.